point where my head and my heart work as one in unison. Thanks to my God, from whence I've come and to whom I return.
Well, hello and good afternoon. I'm coming to you from from Western New York. This is Brian Rice from the Order of the Friends of Yeshua, and I'm really glad that you're listening today. I'm coming to you in the afternoon, is what I meant to say, not in the evening. I just felt inspired to come on the air a little early today, and I hope that's okay, but I think it is because we have had such great responses to the on-demand shows here for Turning Points and Transformations. So welcome to Turning Points and Transformations. Today's episode is called Divinity and Magnetism. So, what does all that mean? Well, here we talk about a lot of breakthrough moments that we have in our life, in our consciousness, in our awareness. We are awareness in movement. We are awareness in motion. We are energy in motion. And when we talk about magnetism, we talk about energy. And when we talk about divinity, we talk about the manifestation of truth and the manifestation of pure consciousness, which everything is and everything comes from. And it's good to remember and to remind ourselves that we are indeed divine conduits, that every one of us is a divine conduit, that energy, life force, that magnetism, that life light all flows through us when we allow ourselves to be open and, again, receptive. Receptive is a key word today. So, taking in consideration what's been talked about in previous programs, I think it's time to focus upon upliftment, eternal upliftment, not just eternal upliftment, but every moment-to-moment upliftment. Every moment is sacred. Everything that we do is sacred. We're constantly making decisions and choices that form karmic imprints on our being, to speak of it in Eastern terms, Eastern metaphysical terms. I'm very much influenced by the yogic philosophy, which yoga is not a religion, but it just happened to be adopted by Hindus, and now has been adopted very much so here in the West as well. And I draw from it because it speaks a universal language, a universal language of consciousness. It speaks about, speaks of, and speaks in terms of consciousness here on the Way of Consciousness Radio Network is a very big theme. We are constantly not just using that word, but we're reflecting upon its infinite nature, the infinite nature of consciousness itself, awareness. I happen to teach Kundalini Yoga, which is the yoga of energy and awareness. And yes, it's possible for an independent Catholic priest to teach such a thing. It's maybe more progressive to embrace such a lifestyle and to embrace such, not just a lifestyle, but a vocation. Because what I do outside of priestly ministry is teach and share the teachings of Kundalini Yoga, which was, if you don't know, was held as the Sikh community was the custodians of this great truth and Dharma. Dharma meaning purpose and practice and life. And I'm informed by the teachings of Kundalini Yoga. I am enriched by the teachings of Kundalini Yoga, and I am uplifted by the teachings of Kundalini Yoga, and I am definitely have been humbled by the teachings of Kundalini Yoga. Okay, I've said it about 5-6 times now. Now, we all have our inspirations, and, you know, I walk a Christic path as well, and how does that figure in? Well, as one of my teachers, current teachers in training, in advanced training, Ravi Singh says, you can turn pain into infinite gain through the use of and through the practice of yoga, Kundalini yoga, and specifically he was referring to that. And what does all that have to do with magnetism and divinity? Well, when we become a teacher or become an agent, or when we seek to self-initiate ourselves through practice of any sadhana, any spiritual discipline, I mean, then we are, in essence, opening ourselves up to the flow of infinite creative consciousness and divine wisdom, calling upon it in ourselves. So I use my experiences as simply as a model by which to talk about these themes tonight, this afternoon, rather. And the beautiful thing about the topic we're focusing on is that we're constantly in flux and we're constantly in flow. And we can do things to create blockages for ourselves and obstacles to the awareness of Gup's presence. Fear does that. And anything that, any teaching, any spiritual teaching, whatever background you're coming from, any spiritual teaching that creates fear creates a blockage and creates an obstacle and an impediment to receptivity, to the receiving of the flow of divine grace, magnetism. Magnetism, spirituality, bliss, higher transcendent gifts. But we each have to be willing to be used. We each have to be willing to be that conduit. And I'm encouraging everyone to embrace that tonight, today, whenever you're listening. Why is it important to embrace our life as a divine conduit or a conduit for divine energy? Well, because we are powerful, powerful, powerful magnets. We have powerful magnets within our spine. Magnetism is something that we can seek to develop and seek to consciously and constantly work on, constantly refine, constantly bring light to where there is darkness in our lives, or bring things out of the shadows, so to speak, of unawareness into the light of awareness, so that we can shed new insights upon things that we may have been unconscious of. And in yoga, we speak of the spine as being a magnetic north and south pole, having a magnetic north and south polarity. That's a very big part of the teachings of Kriya Yoga, which you may or may not have heard of before. But anyway, this isn't really an episode on yoga. It's just an inspiration for this topic, this bridge, hoping to form a bridge between you and myself today, or whenever you're listening. The idea is to draw forth from infinite wisdom, draw forth from universal teachings, or eternal religion, known as Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma means the eternal truths, the eternal religion. And what is that? Well, that is the way of truth, the way of awareness, the way of consciousness. How appropriate. You're in the way of consciousness radio network. We're speaking of being a platform, being an instrument of divine grace, of life and flow, in allowing through our bodies, via our spirit, with the company of and the presence of our soul, we're constantly lit, constantly informed by the peace that we allow ourselves to be, the presence that we allow ourselves to be every day. We've spoken of allowance, and I know my counterparts here on the Way of Consciousness Radio Network have spoken about allowance in their teachings on the Way of Mastery. And being in a state of allowance, when you're willing to, and willingness, which goes along with that, you can be the very thing that we're talking about today, a divine magnet, a divine conduit, somebody who can channel eternal grace, channel infinite peace, channel infinite wisdom. Now, don't get scared by the word channel. St. Francis used that word. Make me a channel of peace. And not only that, but when we look at our whole lives and keep everything in perspective, when we consider the magnitude of our involvement and our ability to help shape and recreate and recreate and bring people from misery into hope, it's an awesome task. It's a pretty awesome reality to embrace. So again, when we say things such as infinite creative consciousness, I call upon you, divine wisdom, I call upon you, we are making ourselves a very channel and a medium. Again, don't get scared and make New Age, take these things to be New Age terms. We all are mediums. We all are outlets. We all are the very thing we're speaking of, conduits. We are an instrument in the divine flow. I'm using a lot of the same words over and over again, but again, ultimately, whether or not you're going to be a vessel for inspiration, a vessel for hope, a vessel for light, an inspiration, it depends upon the conscious conviction that you have each day to surrender each day to something higher than you. And you don't have to use the word God and Father and Mother or Jesus or Buddha or Krishna, Muhammad or Allah or the Tao. You don't even have to use any of those words. You can use the word being. Presence, infinite presence, infinite light. Let's not get attached to words. Words are just pointers, as Eckhart Tolle says. Signposts, as he says. And let's not get caught up with the finger pointing at the moon. Let's look at the source itself. Let's look at source. Let's go to source. Let's go to the truth. Let's go to the place where we receive our light from. First, we have to open the flow. And that's a conscious decision. That's a conscious choice we have to make every day. What does it involve? Well, it involves humility, and it involves conviction, as I said, and it involves a great deal of patience, because we do have quite a layer of karma to work through in this life. Now, karma is a word used in the Eastern metaphysical teachings, and is a progressive Christian radio network. We embrace those things and philosophies, and we bring in and embrace truths that are universal, that are part of that, again, that eternal religion, Sanatana Dharma. So what about magnetism? What's the big deal? Why be a magnet? Well, we are attractor fields. We attract things to ourselves, good, bad, and ugly, and indifferent. All of the above. We have the ability to bless and magnetically attract certain situations, people, places, to ourselves. When we are in the ebb and flow, not creating turmoil, not living in turbulence, but living in flow, in the flow of divine harmony, of divine wisdom and divine consciousness, we bless tenfold all those around us, all those who encounter us. So again, the theme is upliftment. We need to be uplifted, and we need to uplift ourselves. Sometimes it takes a power outside of ourselves, and that's called grace. We spoke about the evolution of grace a few episodes back. And if you want to listen to that, that's on demand here on the Way of Consciousness Radio Network. Again, I just want to say thank you for your listenership. It's been outrageous, and it's been wonderful and very humbling at the same time. You know, I set out to share personal stories of breakthroughs and turning points and moments of transformation in order to help inspire other people to look at their lives holistically, look at their lives and really consider the blessings that they have derived. Hope to be a beacon. I hope to be a source of hope and light and inspiration, not something that brings people down. At the same time, you know, I might poke and provoke a little bit here and there, but I mean, that's part of the calling of being in ministry or in priesthood, whatever you want to call it, or being a sage, no matter what age you happen to be. And we're all sages in the making. We're all saints in the making. We will leave an indelible mark, no doubt. And it's just a matter of how much, again, allowance and willingness we have to share and to be. We have a wonderful, wonderful opportunity every single day to bless, care, inspire, and deliver people from pain to gain. Not necessarily material gain, not necessarily to affluence, but into another state of consciousness, another state of awareness, another state of being. You have the ability to be presence for somebody else today, to be hope for somebody else today, somebody who is experiencing misery, pain, their own self-created hell. We have the ability to lift them up out of that. How do we do that? Doesn't necessarily need to involve words, but it involves action. It involves determination. involves setting forth an intention to do good for somebody else besides ourselves. And when we do that, we're automatically upgrading our own consciousness, upgrading our own awareness, upgrading our status, not necessarily through merit, but through achieving, or through climbing a ladder, so a corporate ladder, so to speak, in religious terms or spiritual terms, but through the simple act of humanity, the simple aspiration to have goodness emanate from you, from the simple aspiration to elevate your awareness and your attitude and your altitude, you live from a high human caliber. And your identity ultimately, which is indelibly fused together, undeniably, with infinite consciousness of the I Am presence, that of which is, you can bless, again, and deliver somebody from pain to infinite gain. And the gain has nothing to do with material reality. It has everything to do with spiritual reality. So thankful for this medium, for internet radio, for Blog Talk Radio. We have a chance to freely share inspiration in a way that reaches across time and space through our world, through the ethers, to help upgrade, so to speak, to help again, I use the word uplift. When we allow ourselves to be healed, to be a healer, to be someone who is in the state of witnessing consciousness, observing, being present, uninhibited, free-flowing, we open up a dimension, we open up a reality that is full of possibilities, a reality for people that is hopeful, a reality for people that is an alternative to suffering. I think it's important, in speaking of breakthroughs that we have had as people, as individuals, we have to acknowledge that we've had breakthroughs, we've had moments, we've had turning points, we've had transformations, we've had these points in our lives where we come to a crux or a fork in the road, and then we have to decide which way to choose, which path to choose, which person to choose, which identity to choose. And the one that we can choose is the infinite I Am. That isness of who we are. We're constantly under the influence of desires. Desire is a gift. Divine inheritance. What will you do with that desire, that holy desire, that fiery desire energy, as Tal Malachi would speak of it. Desire energy can and does play a huge role in our evolution in consciousness, of our evolution as people, in our evolution as a humanity. And I'd like to speak of the new humanity that is emerging. You are part of that. You, even in your pain, are part of that. Because in working out and working through your pain and working through subconscious, so to speak, debris, through meditative work, through consciousness work, you're automatically allowing yourself to be usable for the sake of someone else's transformation. And I'll tell you, you don't become enlightened overnight. You don't become transfigured by sheer effort alone. That's a gift that's given, a grace that's given. Gnosis, infinite knowledge, knowledge of the infinite, realization given by the infinite. When we are in union with the divine flow, with divine consciousness, we're unstoppable. We are unstoppable, people. Nothing can inhibit us. And I only speak of karma because it's somewhat of a neutral term, and it's become much more of an acceptable term to deal with for us to come face to face with what we've chosen to do in our lives and what we've chosen to do, say, think, or become. There has to be some accountability. If you're going to be a divine channel, if you're going to be magnetic and radiant, radiance is something we haven't spoken of yet today. Radiance, ultimately, radiance gives way to light, gives way to hope. Your radiance can magnify for other people the experience or what it means to be alive. When we help upgrade and uplift other people's awareness, other people's consciousness, we are in true service. Charity. Being charitable is an attribute that we should all seek to cultivate. All seek to introduce, include, integrate into our being. Because what is life without other people? What is life without relationships? What is life without interaction? We need it for our well-being. It was one of the very first things we were taught in communication studies when I was an undergrad a long time ago. In human communication. That class. We need to communicate. We need to interact. We are social. We are a social animal. If you don't like to think of yourself in terms of being an animal, then you're an advanced social being. A being who is in need of interaction. Some type, not just affirmation of a egoic nature that caters to the ego, but an affirmation that speaks to the divine indwelling within you. Being affirmed for the purpose of being usable. Being affirmed to know who you are in truth. To know deep down that you resonate with the ultimate reality. What do you need to do to become a magnet for the divine, an attractor field for the divine, hope for someone who is in darkness, light for someone who is in darkness? That's the meaning of the word guru, dispeller of darkness, bringer of the light. Guru is a word that's used now in so many self-help circles, you know, but it ultimately comes from Eastern culture. But we have to find the inner guru within ourselves, the inner wisdom. We have to call upon that infinite eternal wisdom within ourselves, ultimately. But it doesn't come from a sheer act of ego. It doesn't come from a sheer decision of the ego. But it involves transcendence of the ego. And when we do transcend the ego, we are able to be the receptive channels that we are ultimately supposed to be. And being those channels, and being that channel, or being a channel for someone else, we, without a doubt, make a difference in the lives of everyone we come into contact with. Everyone. This is spirituality 101. This is law of attraction 101. We attract people, situations, and things into our lives that we're ultimately resonating with or calibrating at, consciousness, a level of consciousness that we're calibrating at. We bring things into our lives that help to uplift ourselves to an even higher level. And we, at the same time, though, we have to recognize that we can draw to ourselves the horrific. That's where karma figures into the picture a little bit more. If we have things that we need to work through, subconscious debris we need to work through, that down in the depths of ourselves, we just need to learn to get out of the way when that happens. Get out of our own way. And learn to understand or stand under wisdom, being. Your presence, radiant light. So, is this a call to action, or is this just a call of simply changing our mind? No. It's a commitment, and it's a responsibility. More than anything else, it's a responsibility that we have to ourselves and to everyone we care about. Even the people we don't care about consciously, egoically, the people we choose to exclude, those people are without a doubt affected also by our decisions to be ultimately a channel for peace, of upliftment, to calibrate higher and higher. Where we are at ultimately affects hundreds, thousands, millions of people. We cannot deny the fact that we are instruments. We are channels. We are mediums. We are usable. Don't think of yourself as disposable, as something that can be, so to speak, for lack of a better word, downgraded. Don't travel the path of hopelessness, of despair. By tuning yourself, attuning to the magnificent, radiant presence of divine consciousness, you are affecting the planet. You are choosing to affect not only your own life, but the lives of many. It's a choice. It's a decision. It's a responsibility. It's an awesome responsibility, I might say. A totally awesome responsibility at that. So be an attractor field. Be a beacon of hope and light and truth, and wisdom. By getting out of your own way, transcending your ego, putting aside, deciding not to sweat the small stuff, thinking with altitude, changing your attitude. It's been a pleasure, as usual, to be with you here this day, this time, wherever in time and space you are listening. May you be blessed infinitely. And may you be looked after. And may you be uplifted for the sake of experiencing your divine infinite potential. You and the infinite are one. Get out of the thinking of duality. This and that. You are that. You are one with the divine. You always will be one with the divine, no matter what you do, no matter what choices you make, no matter what you think. You cannot be out of alignment with the divine. You are in divine alignment now, always. It is within. It is a part of you. So now I say and I send you off, hoping for you the very best this day and every day. So many wonderful things you can do. Don't lose sight of that. Many blessings of peace and grace be upon you now and forever.
In unison, thanks to my God, from whence I've come into.
my return. I dance with my dogs to the beat of the holy sound. That fire arrives unmediated to me, infused with grace, illumination in me. I am full of peace, not afraid of what lies ahead. This gift to my heart overflowing joy. It's just God's way of loving us, revealing the way.
Ecstasy, especially when perishables die, it's perfected me to the point where my head and my heart work as one in unison, thanks to my God, from whence I've come into.